Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by the Focus Podcast with yours truly, Singing Lisa.
I've got a great guest today. Her name is Dr. Sheika Square. She is the author of 21 Day Word Revolution, Stop Living the Life You Hate and Start Living the Life of Your Dreams. Also, The Affirmation, Power, Healing, and Purpose. It's always an honor to speak with this executive strategist. She's also a certified business coach, as well as a professional empowerment speaker. Well, she's just our life coach with 12 years of experience in leadership administration and business. And it is always a pleasure to have her here. Let's get into the podcast. Well, Dr. Square, thank you for joining me. And this is an unusual time for us, but how are you and your family and associates?
We're doing well. We are optimistic and spending time and staying focused.
Well, great words and definitely true. I think everybody is at least trying their best to be optimistic, and we definitely are having more time at home since everyone has been at home now, told that we are working from home. And for some people, though, they're not working at all. So being at home is not as much an adjustment as it is a new way of living and thinking. And I guess for everybody, it's a new normal. Because we don't know how long this will last, but we're hoping that all who are cooperating in this effort to get past this, that it helps it to go by really quickly. So, you know, a month ago, we didn't know about COVID-19 or coronavirus, except that it was moving through China. And so now our lives are affected. And so we've had to do a lot of fast learning. But, you know, what's the atmosphere been like when you've encountered different people?
So I know inside of the tax business, I'm finding a lot of business owners are reaching out because SBA has opened up the loan application process for local businesses. And in order for you to qualify for that, you need to have your taxes completed for the current year and many times the prior year. So I'm getting an influx of business owners coming in, and we have virtual uploads, and some of them are dropping the documents off. Because we are open a few days a week for drop-offs. So there are some people that are nervous, some people that are, you know, ready, some people that made a conscious decision. So it's many different things that I'm seeing when it comes to the reactions and the energy. But one thing is consistent, people are really hoping to get through this.
Well, I'm sure many thoughts go right back to Katrina because there was no particular targeted area that Katrina was destined to hit. And in many ways, this is similar because there just is no particular place that we know exactly what's going to happen next. And so that keeps everybody on guard, just really wondering what is going to happen next. But for the most part, really trying to be prepared and take the best advice from all of our city officials and our state and national levels as well, is really helping everybody to be one really true United States.
And so I think also what would be really important for everyone during this time is to learn to enjoy the process that you're currently in. And so I know people are like, you don't know. You know, I always say that people are always like, well, you know, many times people during a time of crisis, it still is a crisis, you know, whether it's a small crisis for you or a large crisis for you, it is something that's going to be different. And so the biggest thing is to learn how to enjoy where you are, live where you are, be where you are. And so some of the things that I'm doing with the time, you know, my daughter is completely out of school for forever, you know, a month, a long time as of now, is make it fun. Like, if you have to be home, there's nothing you can do. Like, if your job circumstances have changed dramatically, right now there's really nothing you can do about that. So it doesn't make sense to sit home and stress about it. So make it fun. And one way to make it fun is to do some things around your house that you've been wanting to do, or do some things for yourself that you've been wanting to do. If you wanted your walls to look different, paint them. If you've been wanting to read a book, read it. Play some games with your kids. Work out. Like, there's so many things that we can do to not focus on what we don't have because we miss it.
Yes.
And so, you know, like, I was on a live last night with a friend who's also a realtor. And one of the things that I talked about is years ago when I first had my daughter, I was on government assistance. I was on food stamps. And a lot of people don't know that. They just assume that I came out of the womb and I was, you know, already just winning. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. But I don't regret or have a huge amount of memories of being on food stamps. I have a lot of regrets about the fact that I was so stressed out back then that I do not remember a lot of my daughter being a baby.
Just, yeah, so much of that is true for everyone now because everyone will need some type of assistance, and that assistance is becoming available for everyone for such a virus that is bringing us such a crisis as this. Everybody's on the same page when it comes to what you need and what you're willing to take to provide for your family. And so that is exactly what needs to be done is really looking at the positive. And, you know, if you had a bucket list, here it is. You know, this is your time.
And you have all the time in the world
yes.
now. So, you know, time. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And this too shall pass. It's not going to stay like this forever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, enjoy it. And one thing when you said the government assistance, if you're applying for unemployment, I read on NOLA.gov that now if you apply for unemployment, you're automatically qualified for food stamps. So they're attempting to give, you know, people the aid that they need and, you know, just apply for it and go out and get it.
That's very reassuring for those that really are now without a job because they are either the persons who greet us at the restaurants or the places where we frequent. And so with everything being closed, they're not physically able to be there, obviously, because of the distancing that we need to exercise between everyone. And so that is very important, at least that funds are coming in through some manner where you at least realizing that you're going to be able to eat, you're going to be able to survive and continue on. Yeah, and actually and get through this.
Yeah, and then some other things, I just want to give people a few things that could ease your mind because it's one thing for me to say, don't stress. But one thing I know that helps me when I'm feeling anxious about something is make a list of things that I need to do after a certain time. So, okay, when this is over, this is what I want to do. While this is happening, these are the things that I would like to accomplish. This is what I need for my bills to be paid, you know, by this time. Like, write it out. So don't just let it sit and keep cycling in your head. Write it down, get it out of your system, and release it.
Yeah.
And it's something that I use with all of my clients, my life coaching clients.
Yes.
Write it down, get it out of your system. Don't just focus on it.
Mm.
And then for me and my daughter, I swim daily, like get in the pool and go swimming and lift weights. And so since gyms and pools are closed, something that we've incorporated is we get out and get active, ride bikes, go for walks. That's really good for your system. That helps you stay healthy. Being healthy helps ward off a lot of illnesses, and a lot of illnesses doesn't make you as susceptible to any other illnesses. So it's important to have a routine during this time as well, because one, that'll keep you from being focused on the negative, and then two, it'll help your body to renew and rejuvenate so you can stay healthy, sound mind and body during this time.
That's really great advice and something that many and everyone listening can take advantage of because as we know more about this particular virus, we know that it comes within and it's internal, it's viral. So, and sometimes people who are more susceptible are those who are not as healthy, especially our elderly and those who are already compromised in some ways. And so great advice to tell people to actually try to get fit, stay fit, and focus on really maintaining great health because that helps you to fight from within what is going on around you because it actually still is flu season as well as the pollen that we have all around
too
the city. We're fighting a lot.
Yes. You might have to put your little dust mask on when you go outside.
My goodness.
For the pollen, but you know, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
It may not seem like it right now, but it is going to be okay. And it doesn't make sense to overstress yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, do things during this time that you don't get the chance to do when you're on the rat race, in the rat race.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you don't If you don't get a chance to take a long bath, take a long bath.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a chance to, you know, watch a few shows, watch a few shows.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, like things that you've been wanting to do for yourself and for your family, now is the perfect time to do those things and not really worry and focus on what you don't have. And then another tip that I would like for people to utilize, if possible, if you have recently been laid off or you've lost your job and you are stressed out, I would like you to take some time to not focus on the loss, but really think about what it is you would really want to be doing instead of what you've been doing, because I find so many people are in jobs that they don't like. And so if you've gotten this relief and this opportunity to pretty much start all over, take it. And don't just force yourself into doing, reliving a life that you're not happy in.
Yeah.
Like, if you've gotten an opportunity and you've been released from a life you hated, take a second to realize that. And then use that time to create the life that you want. Like, apply for a job that you really want. Go back to school. Every school is online now, you know, like, and it's going to be cheaper. So there are a lot of things that we can take advantage of during this time as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it, because really out of, you know, negativity comes positivity. Out of something that is, you know, dead, there comes life. There's always an opposite mm-hmm. of something that happens. And so many people are finding new life, just like they did after Katrina, in this arena. I think that this is probably mm-hmm. the most technologically advanced situation we've been in, that we've been able to be prepared in a different way, and it's been more we've been more connected through social media, through the internet, like never before. We don't have a connection problem, so to speak, like we did when we couldn't reach people or find people during Katrina. So now we're connected, and you not only are able to provide the life help that I think has been in all of your books of all that is going on right now with people, but you also have the financial side. You also have the homeschooling side.
Yes.
Every parent is now a homeschool teacher.
I have a background in education, Lord Jesus. So
take the dust off the books.
We are now all teachers.
Yes. We do appreciate you taking time to share, and we look forward to touching base with you again so that everybody can get an update on how things are going and maybe something else they need to know financially.
Yeah, and if people have any questions, as usual, you can reach out to me on social media or text questions, 504-517-5581. 504-517-5581, and I'm here to help.
Great. Well, as always, Dr. Ashika Square, thank you. Please do take care and look forward to speaking to you the next time.